see you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the Humpty. Yo, ladies, all around I like to funk be. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to pump me. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like the rhyme, I like my beat funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the booze. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom, I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
When they censored this song for, you know, radio play, and I think MTV or something like that, when he said girls' pants, there was a horn sound. So I was like, I'm still getting in the burp, burp. And in the 69, my humpy nose will tickle your rear became in the roof. My nose will tickle your And pretty stupid. That's pretty stupid.
Oh, yes, lady. I'm really being sincere. Cause in the 69, my humpy nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big. I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies. You know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid. I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing. Like Luke did. I sang on do what you like. And if you missed it, I'm the one who said, just grab them in the biscuits. Also, heard you that I like to bite. Well, yeah, I guess as I guess I also like to bite.
Crazy, whack, funky. It's crazy overcast today. Yesterday it rained, which is super weird. Hello, I am Columbia. This is the actual Columbia talking to you right now. Thank you.
terrorist ones. I felt like right after that, I could have just rolled up into a corner and lived the rest of my life and just been happy. Because it's only a few times in life that you get to share the stage with an icon like KRS-One.
No, I know. There's only a few times in my life that I got to share the stage with an icon like KRS-One. So, yes, roll me up. You know, God damn it. The annoying thing is I actually like Ed Lover, but I feel like most of what comes out of his mouth these days is just like, what? What? Track with Eminem on it that people don't seem to hate. We should probably play it all the time. I will need gas at some point today, but not on this trip. Get right into traffic and just sit here on the freeway. Cool. Standing here on this hill overlooking the freeway. Okay, he's got a weed whacker. I thought for a sec maybe he was out there to put up more signs that said, like, you know, sit back and enjoy the permafrost or smell the whatever, the vaguely political shit that ends up on that hill overlooking the freeway. Wake up and smell the permafrost.
Fucking internet log. I sit in front of my computer. life's hurt on everything. Everything sucks. My next song gets to the hop down to freak the laptop. Drink with Biggie and kick the living shit out. I play on. Son of God, I'm a song like a wet mark. Boys never get blocked. I don't want some steam, but I sweat hard. Yes, yes, y'all. Steady on the left, y'all. Step up when you get stepped on. I'm soft. About as commercial as my fucking lead. Get jealousy, you'll get your green as a GF. And I can see that you're physically insane, dawg.
This song that much.
Hard enough for me to play.
What's number five? It's this Young Jeezy song.
All right. I keep getting text messages or iMessages on my iPad here. I see them drop down. I can't actually read them because they're, you know, the iPad is not exactly close to me, and it goes away so fast. But I don't know. It's not coming up on my phone. Whatever. This stuff will be fine eventually. Just gotta. Should be another firmware update today. Jeezy's all right. He's, you know, I feel like he's done some pretty good stuff, but I just, some of his stuff is just so lifeless. Like this track, just seems like he's just sleepwalking through it. Like there's no sense of urgency to it. It's just,
it's being me and Young Tone up the rip. That's the man that put me in the shit. money, get the job done. I don't know a nigga that can cover for me. Yeah. Got some game from my dame. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she said she love me.
Kind of interested in the countdown, but not enough to listen to Lil Wayne rap. Rapping about Pokemon. Same picture, same club, if you begin. Same drink, same just like the prophecy foretold.
What would you do if I handed you a stainless? Can't fuck with a girl that's gameless. Would you tell the po-po's what my name is? Baby, baby, can you bounce with this? Bust around and smoke an ounce to this. Smoke that ounce. Turn it up with your clown to this. Throw your hands in the air if you down with this.
He says pull out the lethal weapon. Is he just like misremembering the name of his album, Lethal Injection? He's like, he's pulling out an old Ice Cube album to put on for a lady that he's got over. Like, hey, this is a good Ice Cube album. Or even worse, does he mean like a DVD copy of Lethal Weapon 2?
In the club every week. Who that cheap motherfucker won't buy you a drink? Who that bitch dressed like a freak but she won't speak? Who that hoe think she is like her shit don't stink? Who that player on the floor sweating all silk? Who that girl showing tits like she got milk? Who that hater in the corner always on tilt? Who that fool in the parking lot about to get killed? Baby, baby, can you bounce to this?
This wiener, I don't know about that.
Turn it up with your clown to this. Throw your hands in the air if you down with this.
Are you saying that this song's about fucking? Because I don't know.
Thank you.
that they ain't never heard of. But all my motherfuckers wanna stand strong, so you know the phrase, once again, it's sun.
Top of the news tonight, gangs from South Central Los Angeles, which are known for their drive-by shooting, have migrated into East St. Louis, leaving three dead and two others injured. Arrests have been made. Police say this is a nationwide trend, with similar incidents occurring in Texas, Michigan, and Oklahoma.
Shot, he's a corner black. St. Louis niggas want they corner back. Shooting in snowy weather, it's illegal business. Niggas still can't stay together. Fucking police got the 411 in LA. Ain't all surface, son. We ain't thinking about the police. Like the hat bills in the court. Now the shit's getting tricky. Cause now they looking for the killers and the kids. Damn, the spot's getting hot from the back. About the back of a start slinging in Seattle. But the nuts wait about sex in the morning. Trying to catch a nigga when he's yawning. Put his gun to my chest as I pause. With the gel in my motherfucking drawers. Trying to give me 57 years. Face to be free of those tattoo tears. It's the same old story and the same old nigga stuck. And the public defender ain't giving a fuck. The fool must be smart. Talking about a double life plea case. You got the deal with the crimps and the prize by hand. G. But the one gorilla family. And the one pride don't like my side. And there's a pride in anyone knows die. No parole probation. Now this is a young man's summer vacation. No chance for rehabilitation. Cause look at the motherfucking years that I'm facing. I'ma end it like this cause you know what's up. My life is fucked.
Police, eat a dick straight up. Look how you look, goddamn nigger. You're not gaffling nobody. Come here, don't fucking understand me. That's right, get down on the goddamn ground now. Fucking move.
Catch a thing, don't take the love connection. Fuck Chuck Woolery, you wanna date with niggas my jewelry. I'm winking and drinking, what the fuck you think? I'm like a baby dog down, seeing a long black man. We straight standing in the lobby, straight face to face. This he said, cut the chase, let's bounce to my place. Cause ladies, we wait for night more. You're thinking that we sleeping, but we sleeping all of y'all. Even all of y'all up against the wall. But slow down, baby dog, you can't walk on your wall. Ladies, we wait for night more. You're thinking that we...
Oh, this is the remix.
We sending this out to the West Coast. We got games. E40. And we bad boy. Let's go. What up,
radio. See what's on the radio. Well, okay. Prius. Before I gotta roll coal on you. Come on. Fuck. It's raining. Or, well, it's really misty. I guess. Either way, it is real wet. Not really. I was going to test drive a hybrid when I was buying this car. There's a Lexus, like was it the CT200H, but they were pretty hard to find. But they looked alright. I heard they were okay. I don't know. I'm just like, that's what you're looking for, a car. I heard it was okay. But I've still never driven a hybrid before. It seems like that would be weird, just, you know, from the difference between like a standard kind of motorized car, acceleration, deceleration, all that stuff. I don't know. I think they're kind of cool. I think it's a fucking cool idea. Hybrids and all that stuff, you know, electric cars and whatever. Kind of like the idea of like a car that's like damn near silent. It's just a neat idea. Probably really unnerving. I think I would just be worried about their ability to accelerate and, you know, rapidly change speeds and stuff like that, because, like, I don't know, I like to drive a car that has some speed to it, okay, or some pickup to it, so if I need to fucking mash down the pedal because someone's trying to fucking merge into me on the freeway, it will respond appropriately and I will not get caught and smashed up by a truck or something. So it just seems like, you know, just, I need a car that can kind of dart away from stuff. It's not even really about top speed, you know? It's just about having a car that is, like, at least somewhat nimble. Then don't get a hybrid. Yeah, I guess that's the, yeah. You could brake instead. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes you're next to the cab of a truck and it decides that it can't see you and starts to fucking come over. And if you were to brake, you would still get hit by some part of the truck. I want the option to do either, or, you know, do whichever one is appropriate for the situation. But yeah, fuck paying for gas. I mean, it just fucking sucks. Like, that's the thing. Like, there's all these fucking people that, like, fucking, like, whatever. Like, I think, I don't like the Prius that much. I think it's an ugly fucking car. And also, like, anecdotally, I think that a lot of people who drive it fucking suck. There's definitely been just some fucking real bad fucking drivers driving fucking Priuses. I don't know, you know, maybe I just notice more. But people driving fucking shitty in a Prius does not help the fucking cause. I mean, the people that are fucking, like, putting fucking dual fucking stacks on their pickup trucks and fucking, you know, adjusting the fuel mixture so they can fucking blow black smoke all over hybrids, like, that's just stupid. Like, seriously, what the fuck? That said, I think the fucking concept, like, on some level,
is so fucking stupid that how can you not laugh a little bit? Rolling coal. It's like even saying that is just like, yeah, we're rolling coal on these motherfuckers, man. Hell fucking yeah. Like, just like, you fucking idiots. That is the most dumb fuck American thing imaginable. The idea of like fucking going and putting fucking stacks on truck so you can blow fucking black smoke all over Priuses. Like, that is the most, like, just the fucking every single stereotype that people have about America overseas, like, there it is, all in one. It's like the fucking most ignorant, stupid fucking thing imaginable. Like, I don't give a fuck, like, politically what fucking end of the spectrum you're on. You look at that and just go like, if you are a reasonable person, you should look at that and just go like, ah, fuck, man, come on. Fucking come on. And I say that as someone who is into fucking sick fucking burnouts and smoking tires off of cars. Well, yeah, of course you don't like rolling coal, motherfucker. Keep listening to your fucking Depeche Mode, little girl. Are you kidding me? Like, let's blow black smoke all over these other cars. Like, no, man, fucking, that's not the spy hunter weapon you want to use. Get the fucking oil slick and make the fucking cars crash. You know, none of those cars have fucking run flats on them. Get a fucking bunch of fucking spike jacks or whatever and rig up a fucking spike dropper.
Another one of my favorite groups from Michigan, the Knack. With a little known fact,
yes, what are your favorite groups from Michigan?
Was an attorney who represented Cavor.
You and me both, Whitney. You and me both. Those guys listen to Bell Biv DeVoe. Well, better get in front of them and roll fucking coal, man. Come on. Thanks, Obama. We rolled coal all the way back to the militia compound.
I were you, I'd take a caution. Before I step to be like, you know, cause it's a caution. It's the best thing in the world. She's so high. She's driving right out of your mind. Steal your heart.
It's actually raining. It's kind of nice. I'm in front of a like a tractor trailer hauling some kind of, you know, like you could put coal in this thing. Like one of those open top like containers that you could put, I don't know, onions or rocks. On the back it's got two American flags, and then between it says America in big block letters, then below that in script says, "Let's roll." Hell yeah, man! I'm gonna fucking roll now, man. Fuck. Hell and damn. Hell and damn, yeah. You're not. Like, it's just be the, like, you know, it's one of those few crimes where you look at it, like, well, I don't know if it's a crime or not. I assume, you know, excessive smoke out of your vehicle, probably depending on the state and their emissions laws, you know, what's illegal. But it's just be one of those things where, like, if you're deliberately fucking blowing smoke out of your fucking car, like, because you're like, that's fucking rad. And it's not like at a car show or something where, like, you're kind of, you know, doing it away from, like, you're just out in public doing that shit. And you shouldn't do it anywhere, really. But, you know, you're just like, that's the modification you made to your fucking car. It should be one of the things where they should just be able to pull you over and go, like, who authorized the work on this car? Was it you, sir, driving? And if he goes, hell yeah, like, they should just shoot him fucking dead. It's like, all right, you're too fucking stupid to live. Dumbass. The purge is real. And then at the end of the year, they take all the vehicles from all the people that they had to, you know, deal with. And then blow them up with rocket launchers.
What we got coming up on our next episode of A Sway in the Morning. But Heather, I'm going to let you do it.
On our next episode of Sway in the Morning, I'll be coming in with him.
Oh, huh? You'll be what with him?
You sure about that?
Coming in with him.
Ooh.
Common.
Okay, Common to be here. Adam Richman is coming by.
What? I don't know, I suppose everyone's got their fucking own issues with that shit. Like, I like fucking loud exhausts. I think that shit is funny.
Hold up. Yo, what up, it's the game.
That's one new music being played, man. Did y'all like it? Did you hate it?
Loud exhaust that can set off car alarms, I'm all for it. I think that shit's hilarious. Whistle tips, sure, why not? That's not my, you know, that's not the best exhaust noise. But, you know, do it within reason, within, you know, emissions standards. I like loud-ass subwoofers that also set off car alarms. Dukes of Hazzard horns? Sure, man. Fuck yeah. There you go. Noise pollution is temporary and stupid. That, yes. I'm all for it. You want one of those programmable horns that'll fucking play whatever you punch into it? Sure. Within reason. You know, it's 2 in the morning, you're out there doing it. Like, yeah, no, that's all right. That's a little much, but...
Time in real time, and I'm on that Wi-Fi, sipping on them mind.
This didn't take no more than like 10 minutes. And he was like, all right, I'm ready. And I'm like, what? He's like, Ed, come in the booth with me. Now, this is something nobody can ever fuck with me for. Because I can say I recorded with Big.
Great. All right. Well, I'm here. So I'm going to take off. Have a good Monday, you guys. I'll see you later.